Well, it's been a positive start to the trading week for the Australian share market. The ASX 200 closing higher by around 19 points, or a third of 1% to 5,941. Certainly rallied after a weaker opening, where the Aussie market down around 30 points or 0.5% in the early part of the session. It was weighed initially by a soft lead from Wall Street and also a couple of the big banks trading ex-dividend. ANZ and Macquarie Group down around 3% and 1.5% respectively. They certainly weighed on the financial sector, one of the worst performers today. CBA, however, was able to lift up around 1% by the close of the session. IT stocks also a little bit weaker today. We had Afterpay Touch down around 7% and MYOB, the accounting software firm, down closer to 4%. All other sectors did end the day higher. Some of the biggest improvers coming through from the energy space and healthcare sector. So we've seen with energy, certainly crude oil prices have had a pretty long losing streak, 10 sessions now, which is the longest streak since 1984. However, oil futures have looked to improve on the potential that Saudi Arabia and some OPEC-producing nations may cut their production. The likes of Oil Search up more than 2% and Beach Energy up higher than 3% today. Healthcare stocks, CSL up around 1.2% and Healthscope, one of the bigger improvers, up 14% after receiving an improved offer from Brookfield, the private equity fund, for around $4.5 billion to take over Healthscope. There's a fair bit of M&A activity today. We've seen also Navitas, the education provider, announced that they've rejected a takeover bid from a consortium, including their former CEO, saying that that particular offer undervalued the business at $5.50 per share. Woolies as well closing higher on Friday after the market closed. They did announce that they have agreed to sell their petrol business for around $1.72 billion to a group called EG Group. Elders today also announced their full-year results for 2018, beating expectations, their underlying net profit up closer to 9% and underlying earnings up 5%. This is despite certainly some drought conditions that we've seen across the country. It's been a quiet day on the economic front. The Aussie dollar holding around 72.2 US cents ahead of some major economic releases later this week for our wages growth and also unemployment.